It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Tuesday, January 25th, 2011. I'm John Moe. We had friends over the other night. They had never been to our house before, and they were surprised that it was so low-tech, given that I host this show. There's an old typewriter, an old camera sitting out, computers tucked away. After talking tech all day, I come home and unplug, except for the iPhone hidden in my pocket. We all must manage the tech in our own lives. But Sherry Turkle thinks that as a society, we're not doing a very good job of it. She's the founder and director of MIT's Initiative on Technology and Self. Her new book is Alone Together: Why We Expect More from Technology and Less from Each Other. It's about how we use tech to seek intimacy in things that can't provide it, and how we're going to manage a world where computers are always with us.
It's not a question of saying the horse is out of the barn or we're addicted. I mean, this is with us to stay. And we have to learn to be a partner with it in a way that we get it right.
Is that a natural process, or is that a conscious choice we're going to have to make? I mean, is it sort of like a, you know, the boom of these communications comes out and then we recognize a natural throttling back? Or is it going to have to be, you know, like the information equivalent of going on a strict diet?
I think it's going to be a combination of things. What I think is very important is that we start the conversation. When people, you know, give a tagline to my book or give a tagline to an appearance I make, they'll say things like, Turkle says unplug. And I'm not saying that. It's not Turkle says unplug. It's Turkle says get a grip, think. It's Turkle says reflect. I'm not suggesting anybody unplug. It's not like you're for or against technology. It's that we just need to create a partnership where our human values come first.
Well, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, and if I wasn't on those two social media platforms, I would interact with maybe four people a day other than my family. There would be my producer and a couple people I see at work, and that's pretty much it. But instead, I have tons of interactions. They aren't face-to-face, but I've helped people get jobs, I've introduced friends, I've collaborated on things, and in large part, that's because I am sort of connected as the day goes along.
That's great. That's not what I'm talking about. If you don't have a problem, I'm not talking about you.
So how do you know you have a problem?
If your social networks are increasing your capacity for meaningful relationships, if you feel you have a balance in your life, I'm not talking about you. I'm saying that I've done field work, a lot of field work, a lot of time, a lot of families, a lot of professionals who say, I am so on my email, I am so overwhelmed with messages that I am too connected to think. That is a story that I'm getting from the research. And more than that, they say that people send me an email and they're expecting an answer by the end of the day. And that because they're expecting an answer by the end of the day, because they're expecting some kind of response, we're all starting to kind of ratchet down the quality of the questions and the quality of the answers. In other words, people are asking simpler questions in order to get the answer, and I'm starting to give simpler answers in order to be able to give an answer. So we're all sort of starting to get used to a kind of degradation in performance in order to respond to the volume and the velocity.
Sherry Turkle's book is Alone Together: Why We Expect More from Technology and Less from Each Other. Another story we're following online. Looks like the much-anticipated Motorola Zoom tablet computer will be in stores next month. Zoom is spelled with an X. Guess they didn't want it to be called Exoom, since that's what you do with a body. Runs on Android, like a billion other new tablets. Big screen, $700. And producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you may have missed.
Gail Davis lives in England. She doesn't have an iPhone or an iPod Touch. So when she got a call from someone saying they were from Apple and that she had downloaded the 10 billionth app, she was a little suspicious.
It's like those spam emails about winning a lottery in Ecuador that you didn't enter.
And when Davis was told she had won a $10,000 iTunes gift card for downloading the 10 billionth app, she just hung up on the guy.
Who can blame her?
Turns out Davis's daughters had downloaded a paper airplane app on their iPod Touch using mom's account.
Aha!
They finally convinced mom it was legit, and Davis collected her prize.
As the father of three and owner of an iPhone where weird new apps sometimes crop up, this story makes total sense to me. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.